It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
Today we talk about Matt Sluka and the $100,000 NIL pyramid. College athletics are in a state of flux. When the NCAA approved the name, image, and likeness, or NIL, payments for college athletes and this here today, gone tomorrow transfer portal just a few years ago, we have now begun a new era of pay for play. This new Wild West show of paying college athletes is bound to bring mayhem to college sports, especially football and basketball. Today's NIL tale, though, involves a small college football star quarterback who left the East Coast and had moved across the country to the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or UNLV, to play his final year of college eligibility. What could possibly go wrong? Plenty. Matt Sluka was the starting quarterback for 3 years at FCS small division school, Holy Cross, in Worcester, Massachusetts. A psychology major at Holy Cross, the 6'3", 215-pound quarterback from New York, led the Crusaders into the NCAA's FCS playoffs on two different occasions in the last 3 years. Matt Sluka's head football coach at Holy Cross, Bob Chesney, he left the program, though, last year after the 2023 football season and has become the head football coach at James Madison University in Virginia. With 1 year of college eligibility left, quarterback Matt Sluka claims that he was offered $100,000 by an assistant football coach at UNLV to transfer to the Nevada school for the 2024 college football season. Sluka said that the coach told him that the money would be paid to him once he enrolled at the university. And Matt Sluka took his word. He enrolled at UNLV this summer and has been the Rebels' starting quarterback in September's surprising 3-0 start. The transfer quarterback from Holy Cross has passed for 6 touchdowns and run for another score during the team's first 3 football games. UNLV just climbed into its first top 25 ranking in program history, landing at number 23 in the coaches' poll and number 24 in this week's initial SwampSwamiSports.com college football top 25.
Yes!
According to his representative, Matt Sluka has not received any of the $100,000 initially represented in that verbal offer made by the UNLV assistant coach months ago. So it's time to let the finger pointing begin. First, the school's NIL collective is having some amnesia about that $100,000 offer made by the assistant football coach to pay for the services of a starting quarterback this year. The college NIL collective, known as the Friends of UNILV, get it? Did pay Matt Sluka $3,000 this summer after the transfer quarterback attended an engagement on behalf of his new school. Additionally, the Friends of UNILV also claimed to have made an offer recently to pay Matt Sluka not $100,000, but $3,000 a month for the 4-month football season. $12,000 versus the $100,000 allegedly verbally promised by an assistant football coach many months ago. Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building. The University of Nevada, Las Vegas has an important Mountain West Conference home game tomorrow on Saturday as the unbeaten Rebels host 3-1 Fresno State at 2:30 p.m. Central Time in a nationally televised game on FS1. And the team's red-hot starting quarterback will not be in the starting lineup or even in the stadium on Saturday. Matt Sluka surprised the sports world earlier this week with his announcement that he was immediately leaving UNLV after just 3 games. And the quarterback issued a statement indicating that he was going to play elsewhere next year in his final year of eligibility. He said, quote, "I have decided to utilize my redshirt year and will not be playing in any additional games this season. I committed to UNLV based on certain representations that were made to me, which were not upheld after I enrolled. Despite discussions, it became clear that these commitments would not be fulfilled in the future. I wish my teammates the best of luck this season and hope for the continued success of the program." Well, for their part, the university, as they're known to do, issued its own statement claiming to be innocent of this entire matter and admonished Matt Sluka's representative for demanding money. Quote, "Football player Matt Sluka's representative made financial demands upon the university and its NIL collective in order to continue playing. UNLV Athletics interpreted these demands as a violation of the NCAA's pay-for-play rules as well as Nevada state law. UNLV does not engage in such activity, nor does it respond to implied threats. UNLV has honored all previously agreed upon scholarships for Matthew Sluka. The UNLV NIL Collective issued its own statement Wednesday, which stated, quote, "To clarify, there were no formal NIL offers made during Mr. Sluka's recruitment process. We would like to emphasize that we have upheld all Friends of UNILV's contracts this season and have not defaulted on any agreements with Mr. Sluka." Well, the football player and his family say otherwise. Bob Sluka, who is Matt's father, said, quote, "We left there understanding that we were going to get a certain dollar amount for Matt to come there on an NIL deal, not a blowout number, but a reasonable, fair number." Mr. Sluka said that his son had later received more than 25 NIL offers from other schools, including those in the Big Ten and SEC. Those offers were up to five times the amount of money which Matt Sluka had previously agreed to accept to come to UNLV. So let's take a look at what we have so far. Number one, we've heard zero, at least thus far, from the UNLV football coaches. Neither the head football coach Barry Odom nor the assistant coach who allegedly made that $100,000 offer have yet to be heard from on this matter. And if you believe the comments of Matt Sluka and his family, someone representing the UNLV football program made verbal representations about a payment to Matt Sluka, leading to his decision to transfer all the way across the country for this football season. Number two, college athletes, get it in writing and have your attorney handle the paperwork. For Matt Sluka, this young man's big mistake appears to be not forcing UNLV to have put this offer into writing prior to moving out west. The player's story sounds legit to me. His record of success on the field at Holy Cross was exceptional. And in today's market, a top college quarterback should be able to fetch a very solid NIL deal. It's quite likely that other schools may have been willing to pay him as much or more than UNLV allegedly offered to Matt Sluka. Number three, exactly how much money might have been in the kitty at that NIL bank known as the Friends of UNILV? Well, that's where I took a little research and looked at their website for the school's NIL collective, and I found one story which indicated that the group controlled about $400,000 as of a year ago in June 2023. Another post showed that the NIL recently granted every player on the UNLV women's basketball team $1,400 apiece. Now, with 15 players on the basketball team, that was an initial outlay of about $21,000. The College NIL Collective is controlled by alumni and friends of the school, but it begs the bigger question. Exactly who determines how much money can or should be offered to any one player? Number four in my list of questions, the UNLV Athletics Department may be concerned right now about its own finances. Let's take that on. A few years ago, the UNLV football team moved from its longtime football home, known as Sam Boyd Stadium, into the city's new Allegiant Football Stadium, home of the Raiders. Their former football field was 50 years old. It only held 30,000 fans and was desperately in need of upgrading and repairs. But still, the school was paying up to $75,000 for every home game played at Sam Boyd Stadium. Now, once the UNLV football program games were moved into the brand new Allegiant Stadium, a report showed recently that the average cost per game had jumped all the way up to $350,000. In 2023, and at least thus far in 2024 after just one home game, UNLV has been averaging about 25,000 fans per home contest at the shiny new Allegiant Stadium. But depending on what the average price for each ticket sold is, the cost of that facility might be eating up a very large percentage of the UNLV football team's revenue. In summary, this story contains a lot of the current state of college athletics. You can expect to hear more of these stories in the future. First, a talented football player left his former school in search of $100,000 from the NIL collective at a larger university. He didn't get the assistant coach's offer in writing, and he got burned in the process. That player, though, abruptly just quit the school this week after three games and is likely to try to play for some other school next year. By not playing in UNLV's fourth game on Saturday, Matt Sluka has been able to preserve his final year of college eligibility. After he quit the program this week, Matt Sluka is allowed now to go shopping for yet another school, and hopefully this time with better credit. The assistant coach at UNLV likely had no idea how much money might have been in his team's NIL collective at the time he'd been recruiting quarterback Matt Sluka. But it seems unlikely that the assistant coach would have made such a financial offer to Sluka unless the head coach had approved that amount. Remember, the NIL payment was not going to be due for several months into the future until Matt Sluka enrolled at UNLV this summer in 2024. And perhaps the assistant coach expected the NIL collective to have been able to go out and raise the cash needed to cover the offer for the team's new quarterback. The head football coach seems to have escaped most of the scrutiny in this matter, at least for now. And if he wasn't already aware, the UNLV collective is relatively small compared to the millions of dollars pouring into major programs in the SEC, Big Ten, and other conferences. Now, that NIL collective at UNLV is relatively small, and there's no shame in that. There shouldn't be, because the school does not have a big enough alumni and sports fan base willing to support paying significant cash to lure college athletes to that school, even if the donated money is currently tax-deductible through a Section 501(c)(3) organizational status. The NCAA, though, as usual, has let down college athletes, the member institutions, and college sports fans everywhere by not having guidelines in place to prevent this type of scenario from occurring. The current rules, if you call them that, governing the payment of NIL collectives remains very blurry. And though the initial intent was for top athletes to earn advertising and promotional money from commercials and other personal appearances, these NIL payments are quickly morphing into multi-million dollar grabs by the players with very few strings attached. This week's NIL dispute was over a $100,000 pyramid. At other colleges and universities around the nation, a similar game show is likely being played right now and involving much, much larger sums. I'm Swamp Swami.
Hate it, the truth. Exit. Stage right.